James has got a very strong sense of injustice, inequity. He is often impetuous in defending what he sees are the rights of others. This leads him to some problems with authorities, not just in Cambodia, but also in Australia. So he says what he thinks, not always looking into the future consequences of what he might say. But on the whole, what he's saying is what a lot of us do think and believe.
Have there been times where his films have potentially embarrassed the Cambodian government with their treatment of their poorest?
I don't think they've been embarrassed. I think the trouble that James has got himself into is more to do with the fact that he's making a film about Sam Rainsy, who is the exiled leader of the opposition, and since the political crackdown, he's an obvious target. He has been filming opposition rallies as part of this sort of biopic that he's making, and I think James's arrest is a direct consequence of him filming, I think, only a couple of days before the entire opposition was banned in Cambodia. So that would have been June last year. And I think part of James's problems are that because he's been associated with the opposition, that his arrest is more or less a warning to other journalists, don't cross a line. And I think probably they'll keep him there in prison until after the elections. They could keep him in for longer. I think they'll find him guilty, that he'll be there for maybe a couple of more months, and then he'll be expelled. That's our hope, and that will save face for everybody concerned.
What sort of conditions has he had to endure?
Unimaginable. He's in a cell with over 140 inmates. There was a pit toilet. You can imagine 140 men going to the toilet. It's hot, Cambodia, humid. The conditions are appalling. He lies on a thin mat on concrete. The cells have to be washed out because of the urine, the stench. I couldn't survive that situation at all.
How's he holding up now?
We're worried that he's not holding up. His moods fluctuate between optimism and absolute despair. And that fluctuation can happen within hours. And so we get almost daily communications from him out of prison.
So you can't tell me how that happens, but you're getting regular word from
We
him.
are getting regular, we're getting regular word. It's very distressing. We wake up to it every single morning. There'll be sometimes there's 10 pages of handwritten notes. It can go up to 20, 30 pages, and sometimes it's just a single page. I suppose, like any prison, you live on rumours and they hear stories and you grasp at straws. And that's what he's doing. He'll go from optimistically hoping that there will be Australian government intervention to help him get out to total despair because he's not getting any information back. Within Cambodia itself, his son, Jesse, and Jesse's partner, Alexandra, take him food, take him letters, take him books. They do whatever they can. They've actually relocated to Phnom Penh.
How are they coping and even keeping body and soul together, even just monetarily?
With great difficulty, great difficulty. It's the emotional strain is really starting to crack everybody up. I don't think they can sustain it much longer. And I don't think a lot of the family can sustain it much longer.
I know James' adopted daughter has set up a petition saying that the Australian government ought to do more. Is there more they could be doing?
I think a public statement that James is in no way involved in espionage, that's ridiculous. He's never been that. That he's involved in humanitarian work, that he's supported Cambodian families, and he still wishes to support them. What would be good? It would be a morale booster. We've tried to get meetings without success, and even if it was a really low-key meeting without publicity, just so that it was a face-to-face meeting with Julie Bishop or a senior DFAT person, I think you could feed that back to the family and say, right, they are doing something, we just not to talk to the press about it. That would be fine.
And is there any concern from any of the family about speaking out in the same way that you're speaking to me today? The Cambodians listening?
Yes, there's great fear of that. They would be listening. They know what James is writing from prison. It's being intercepted. It has even been some of his material that has come out has been photocopied and actually shown to in court. So we know that it's being intercepted. James can be a bit naive when he's, because he's signalling what he's thinking. So I think it's time for him to shut up a bit.